latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are the latest Newcastle headlines. Winger Matt Ritchie is available for selection for the visit of Arsenal this weekend. He missed the 2-1 defeat against Manchester City a fortnight ago because of a knee injury, meaning he missed out on international duty with Scotland. Rafa Benitez could use him in the encounter with the Gunners as Premier League action returns this weekend. Benitez could also hand Jonjo Shelvey a chance after the midfielder missed the last three games with a thigh problem. The boss said these kind of weeks are difficult because you have people coming back. Shelvey and Ritchie are in training. No big problems though. The duo will be in the squad but will decide who plays. One of Benitez hoping Jonjo Shelvey returns with a bang. He also backed him for England honours as well. He said, "I don't see too many like Jonjo in the team. Gareth Southgate is the England manager and I'm the Newcastle manager. Shelvey is my player, but can he play for England? Well, yes," he said. Well, looking ahead to the game against Arsenal, Rafa Benitez says we'll try and do what we have to do to get the 3 points. Unai Emery is a good manager who likes to have his teams organised. He's trying to find a balance in defence and keep the offensive mentality with the Gunners. Well, Rafa Benitez also had his negative style of play defended by Newcastle ace Matt Ritchie. Benitez criticised throughout Newcastle's winless start to the season for setting his team up far too defensively, predominantly in the three defeats to Tottenham on the opening weekend, Chelsea and Manchester City. All games resulted in a close 2-1 defeat for the Magpies. Benitez's side comprehensively outplayed though on each occasion. And in the latter two fixtures, defeats to Chelsea and City, Benitez went all in with his decision to play a negative game as he lined up with five defenders and ceding possession to the opposition entirely. Well, he was called out in the press after the Chelsea game for choosing a five-man defensive system, but Ritchie spoke out to back the Spanish coach. In-house, he said, "We know the plan and we know what to do. If you look at last season, it shows why we do it, as the goal difference was the best outside the top 10. It was the top teams that came up against. City beat us by one at home. Liverpool, we did well against. All the top teams, we did well against them. Even this season, yes, we've been defensive and taken criticism, but football's decided on small moments, and in those games, if we take one of our chances, all of a sudden we could get a point. So we're always in the game with the way we play against the top teams, and we've never been beaten 3 or 4, and goal difference could be worth a point at the end of the season."